Director of Transportation Safety at the Department of Transportation, David Pabst.
It's falling on Saturday this year, so we're concerned there's going to be a little extra revelry and celebrating. So we just want people to plan ahead and keep in mind that we want everyone to get home safe.
He says law enforcement will be watching closely.
There'll be state patrol officers, city, county, you know, all the locals will be out as well. We're not trying to make more arrests, but what we do want people to do is to voluntarily comply. And so if you're feeling buzzed, you're probably over the 08 limit. So just make sure you arrange to have a safe ride home.
Several Northwoods counties have a Safe Ride Home program that gives cab rides to patrons who make arrangements at the local establishments. During one St. Patrick's Day, 59% of all traffic fatalities that occurred during the evening of St. Patrick's to the early hours of the following morning involved drivers with blood alcohol concentrations of 0.01 or higher. Of those, 89% involved a driver with a BAC of 0.08 or higher. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.